Although it's not listed on the agenda with the obvious rural county funding at issue, thought it'd be a good time to just share some information with the beginning of the meeting.
So, hello everyone. Just a bit of information to share about funding for Marion County to the libraries over the past several years and the cost of electronic services. In the past, there was an established formula that was used for the distribution of funds from the county to the Marion County libraries. That was a base amount, and then the remaining funds were distributed based upon use of resources at each library by rural county patrons. That formula was last used in FY21-22. And since then, the funding to the libraries has not used a clear formula for the distribution of funds. Additionally, the funding to Pella Public Library specifically has gone down. In FY21-22, the funding from the county was $51,250, and it then dropped to $30,000 the next fiscal year, rose to $43,700 the following year, and now is down to $40,000. So it has varied quite a bit over the past few years. And again, there hasn't been a clear formula used for the distribution of funds. In addition to that, the cost of electronic resources has risen significantly over the past several years. In FY21-22, the combined cost of Hoopla Bridges, or Libby, and Canopy was $22,789 and change. The next year, it went up to approximately $31,000, and this past fiscal year was close to $41,000. So with that increase in cost of electronic resources and the decrease in funding from rural Marion County, the board had to consider some difficult decisions regarding services to our rural county patrons. And that was the reason for the decision that the board made this spring regarding reducing or eliminating access to the online resources for our rural county cardholders. I want to say that we want to be able to provide these resources to our patrons, including our rural county cardholders, but without sufficient funding, we had to make some difficult considerations. If you have questions about the decision-making process, you're welcome to contact me. My email can be found on the library's website, and along with some information regarding services that the library provides. So again, this wasn't on the agenda for today, but because this has been an issue of concern over the past week, wanted to share that information regarding the funds and expenses to the library for those resources. Is there anything that any of the board would add?
I would just add that it wasn't taken lightly by any stretch of imagination. We spent months on this, and no one wanted to vote this way. Maybe it was just, you know, so few options. So I'd like people to know how difficult it was, and it's even more difficult to be out receiving it. I'm a rural representative. I'm not receiving any services either now. It was very difficult.
Another thing I would add, maybe just to get ahead of some potential questions and comments I've seen on different platforms, we did discuss other options. We did discuss the potential of charging rural residents for access to the service. However, in our discussions, we came to the conclusion that isn't a fair, as a library, part of the great thing about a library is its access. Everyone has access to to those things, to the things we offer, and by charging, it only allows those who can afford it to have access to those materials. And ultimately, our greatest hope is that the Board of Supervisors would fund the rural libraries equitably so that all rural patrons can have access to the services in an equal manner.
And, I mean, just on this end, we have to be good stewards of the money we do get. And if we look at those increases for HOOPA, next year, I guess, is probably about another 10 grand. So it was a decision.
But hopefully not a permanent decision. If the funding is there, we would love to change that policy, at least speaking for myself, I can speak for everyone. But I guess I went into it hoping it wasn't a permanent decision.
I guess I would also add too, we are encouraging, and I know Mary is referring people to the Board of Supervisors, encouraging them to be contacted. A few of us this morning did sit in on the meeting, the Board of Supervisors meeting, and we shared with them the unhappiness, the frustration as well. And so I think it's important to know that we do hope it's temporary. We don't want this to be temporary.
And I don't know if it's public information too that I came from the Friends of the Public Library Board, so that's the nonprofit kind of volunteer wing, and we pay for about half of HOOPLA every year, and that cost has gone up hugely as well for us, and it's just private donations. It's people who are giving $100 a year, and so we struggle too as how can we continue to support this. We all use it. We're all very active users of it, and so how can we support it when the costs are going up, but donations aren't going up?
Anybody else? Let's move on to recognition of visitors and comments. For the library's bylaws, non-board members who wish to address the board should request a place on the agenda not later than 24 hours prior to the time established for the meeting. The request may be directed to the president, the secretary, or the library director. And we did have one patron request to speak. If she's here, she can get in.
That's me.
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank the board because I'm sure this is not a highly paid position for y'all.
Sorry. And feel free to go to the podium if you care.
Hopefully that's not necessary. But you tell me and I will get up there if I need to. I just had basically one comment and two questions. I'll start with the questions. I think they're pretty basic. So when I looked at, I think, your March minutes, there's a comment in the March minutes that says the bridges, talks about house funding, blah, blah, blah. And it says there would be no savings from limiting access to bridges. And it also says usage of canopy is not significant to have a meaningful impact. So one of my questions for you guys is, and I think in the month before when you started wrestling with this problem, you were looking at HOOPLA. Have you thought about, is it possible to continue bridges and canopy for us while we're working through the funding on HOOPLA?
We did discuss that. There are two reasons that that HOOPLA that bridges and canopy were included in the services, and that's because although HOOPLA is the most significant costs to the library, there are still additional costs to the library through both bridges and canopy. Both canopy and HOOPLA are a pay-per-use model, and so that does add up on a monthly basis depending on the usage. Additionally, with bridges, the library does purchase additional licenses for additional copies of ebooks and e-audiobooks, and that does that cost has increased over the years. The other reason is that with the patron profiles that we have in our what's called our ILS system, our circulating system, there wasn't exactly the flexibility to reduce services only to HOOPLA. It was that are online resources or not online resources.
Wonder about that. The other question that I had is many of us that got the letter got it on July 1, which was the turn down date. And so we haven't had a lot of time to try and figure out what we're going to do, if we're going to go get a library card somewhere else. And I was just wondering if that turn down date, which I think services still seem to be working, but if that could be pushed back at all just to give us some time to work through some of these things.
That would be a decision for the board. When the vote was made for the change to go into effect on or around July 1. At this point, the board would have a vote on change of that timeline would either have to wait until the August meeting or at a special meeting between now and then.
And I just had a comment that if you go Google Hoopla Library Drop, you're going to see that Pella Library is not the only library that's struggling with. There are many that are just discontinuing the entire service or putting a cutoff, like so many rentals per day and then no more. So it is a problem everywhere. So do appreciate your work on that.
Thank you.
That's all I had. Thank you for your time.
All right, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. The agenda was distributed to all board members in advance of the meeting. Does anyone have any suggested amendments?
I do not.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Agenda is approved. And the disposition of the minutes from last month's meeting. Did anyone have any comments on last month's minutes?
I had a couple little typos.
The date showed May. It should have been updated for June. And then the under staff reports, it should have been listed as Barry instead of Nancy.
Under the approval of bills, Chris's name isn't spelled.
Is it B?
Has a B on there.
Unless he's changed it. And my name is misspelled somewhere. The Y and R dot is the second.
I took my
best. Not that it matters. Just little.
Names are important.
Yeah. Anything else?
I make a motion to approve the minutes with the amended items.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Minutes of the June meeting are approved as amended. And we'll go on to the June bills.
So I'll just note that as of the end of May, 92% of the fiscal year elapsed, and we were at 91.4% of spending for our operating budget. So on track, but it is a very tight fiscal year. For that reason, I did work to have a smaller set of bills for you this month. The total amount for this fiscal year for this month was $8,471.28 out of the operating budget. There were few bills for gift and memorial donations, specifically for the summer library program, as well as a portion of the Hoopla expense. And then we also had several bills that are going to be expended to the current 24-25 fiscal year, specifically our annual subscription to Biblioteca for our for software, also to OCLC for cataloging software, and then the base fee for OverDrive or Libby or Bridges. Any questions about the bill as submitted?
Is Moneda just behind in there? So we've got three.
Yes. So one is for an invoice that a service that was provided earlier this year, but the invoice was not provided. The second was for June, but the invoice was not received until after the submission of after June's board meeting. And then the third one is for the service that we received on July 1.
Mm-hmm. The one-time push is still the bottom when you push off to the next fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Are those typically purchased in July, or were they supposed to be paid sooner and worse?
So, Biblioteca, OCLC, and OverDrive, those three bills are for services provided in fiscal year 24-25. Kelly Supply, that was a purchase made on or after July 1. You just received the invoice since then.
I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. June bills are approved as presented. Looks like we have no unfinished business on the agenda. So we'll move to new business. The Marion County Libraries Committee.
Okay. I came. Yes, that's fine. I'm talking about the meeting of public law. Okay. So Mira received an invitation earlier in June from library trustees from the Pleasantville Library, asking the director and or board member to attend a meeting of board members and directors of all the rural county libraries. And so, I don't want the date right in front of me, but Mira and I attended that meeting a couple weeks ago at the Pleasantville Library. And there were representatives from all the libraries except us. The purpose of the meeting, the only thing they had said prior to, was to discuss rural county funding due to some of the history of the difficulty of having us all work together to make that presentation to the Board of Supervisors and budget issues that we're all in. So when we arrived there, the Pleasantville Library had a committee of their board members meet and come up with some possible formula matrices that they thought might be able to be used. And so during the evening, during the meeting, we talked about some different options. But then I just kind of left the meeting with all of us needing to come back to our own boards to kind of report back. I think Mayor's recommendation is, and you said you're willing, Christy?
Yeah.
So going forward, the hope is to meet in another, probably in August again, and have each library come with their ideas of what a formula might be. Christia, the rural representative, has agreed to be that kind of point person. So between probably now and our meeting in August, Christy and whoever else would be a part of that, we need to come up with our ideas and present to our board meeting in August to get all of our opinion and okay for her to present whatever that would be at the next meeting of all of the libraries. So I don't know what else you can add.
One thing I tried to make clear at the meeting is that any funding model should be equitably distributed based upon a clear formula, based upon use of the library by rural county residents. I also would recommend a contract and or a 2080 agreement between the county and Marion County Libraries to help make clear funding going forward. Those were the two things I mentioned at the meeting and would encourage to have discussed as part of the committee.
I thought it was positive that everyone who was represented there came with what seemed to be an attitude of wanting to work together. And so I hope that that continues.
What are some, were there libraries who wanted to base it on something other than usage?
There was one library in particular that was advocating for programming to be a piece. And it was unclear to me whether that was referring to number of programs or attendance. Of course, for attendance, that would change how I think every library manages programming, because it would mean noting how many participants we have who are from whatever, our municipality and the other municipality, rural county, elsewhere. And that would be extremely time-consuming. I think some people would find it invasive, and I think would also would not accurately reflect the cost to each library for the resources, whether they be electronic or hard copy, that are being provided to our patrons. And while programming is expensive, it pales in comparison to the cost for materials and those sorts of services.
So they didn't bring up the cost of materials?
Anything else on that?
Both Matt and Derek have agreed to be kind of back up with that committee if needed.
Yeah, community help.
I guess what I would request is help me help you. You have ideas to bring forward to the group next meeting.
Thank you guys for going to that meeting.